T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Obviously, you know, on Sunday or late Saturday, it was a tragedy when former Buckeye and New York Jet Nick Mangold passed away from kidney disease complications. He's just 41 years old. And, you know, anyone that's listened to this show for the last 14 years has always heard me end the show by saying, be a hero, be a real hero, be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. And, you know, I consistently do that in honor. And I say that because of my brother, who was a recipient of lungs. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. But, you know, I always cherish the moments that we got that extended his life out enough so that we, you know, had the opportunity to say goodbye because of a donor that we never met that lived in Cincinnati. And, you know, I've always thought about that. I think about that at the end of the show because, I mean, my brother was the world to me, and, you know, I think about that all the time. And so when Nick passed away this past weekend, Nick had asked on social media because he had chronic kidney disease, and I don't think a lot of people knew he had it since 2006, and he went to social media and was trying to get a kidney and to try to get kidney donations. So, I just to maybe take the opportunity to talk a little bit more about, you know, LifeBank and some of the things that we talk about. Katie Payne is the CEO of LifeBank, and I'm sure Katie, and Katie's on the hotline. Katie, I'm sure that with Nick passing, it just brings more awareness to have people say yes when they're asked to be an organ tissue donor, you know, when they go to DMV. So I was just curious, with Nick passing away, I'm sure that the awareness has been brought to LifeBank's attention, and so it just cries out for the need of more donors, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Nick's story is all too common, with over 100,000 people on the national transplant waiting list.
Yeah.
Many of them end up not getting their life-saving organ, and so LifeBank's mission is to make sure that the community is aware of the opportunity to save lives, even in a moment of tragedy.
Yeah, like in this scenario, like Nick's story is one of a million stories that have sat in the green chair that we've talked about over the years with LifeBank too. Like, what happens there? Like, how does that happen for Nick and Nick's family? And how do we make sure that the opportunity is there for others that maybe need a kidney?
Yeah, unfortunately, the wait list continues to grow, but the donation numbers, though rising in the past couple of years, continue to struggle. So there are far more who are in need than those who are donating. So the way we can help Nick's family and many families like his is to become a donor. You can do that by registering at your local BMV, or you can go to lifebank.org, and in the top right-hand corner, you can register there to become a donor. And you can also talk to your family and friends. If you're uncomfortable being on the registry, let them know that that's your wish at the end of your life, is to go on and be a donor hero.
Yeah, I think about all the great things that LifeBank does, especially the walk out at Blossom, or, you know, and those. I mean, it's not an easy subject to talk about, but yet when you see a recipient's family or you see a donor family that now sees a recipient family, it is this unbelievable. it's an unbelievable feeling when you see the people that have given back and these families, especially the recipients. I mean, it truly is an amazing event.
It really is. My brother was a tissue donor in 2004, and unfortunately, I've never met any of the many recipients that received his gift, but I know they're out there. And so even in October, which is the month that my brother died, I think about those people who are going on and living an improved life because of this awful thing that my family went through.
Mm. All right, Katie, what can we tell people? How do they get involved? And I think the first thing I thought of when we heard about Nick's passing on Sunday was, how can we get more people to be involved? How can we get people to help and pay tribute to Nick by not letting what happened to him not happen to someone else, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. Well, we want to encourage everyone to go to lifebank.org. That's LIFEBANC.org. You can register there to become a donor, or you can even get involved, become a volunteer, help us educate the rest of the community about the opportunities for donation, and know that there's no maximum age, there is no health issue that could prevent you from becoming some type of donor. And if you have any questions, please reach out to LifeBank so that we can help you get the resources you need to understand your options.
Katie Payne, CEO of LifeBank. Katie, thank you. I appreciate your time and making things easy for folks so they can try to understand, what it's all about.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Katie.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.